In 1942, President Roosevelt's executive order forced 120,000 persons of Japanese descent into internment camps. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Even though, as the government well understood, they posed no security threat. Indeed, Japanese Americans continued to live in Hawaii and work at Pearl Harbor after the December 7th attack. But on the mainland, they were easy targets. Robert Nakamura, who would become known as the godfather of Asian American media, was six when he and his family were sent to the camps. Nakamura's documentaries explored justice, identity, memory, and racism. Among his films were Manzanar, named for the camp where he and his family were interned, and Wataridori, Birds of Passage, about first-generation Japanese Americans, and Something Strong Within, incorporating home movies made by persons in the camp. As the New York Times wrote, making sense of the camp's early indelible trauma became the leitmotif of his trailblazing career. Mr. Nakamura said, "The camp experience, or just generally living in a racist society, really messes up your mind, and I don't see any cure for it other than through the arts." Although not widely reported at the time, Robert Nakamura, filmmaker, photographer, professor, and activist, passed in June 2025. He was 88. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.